This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The decision by the Harvard Kennedy School to invite Chelsea Manning to serve as a visiting fellow, and then to withdraw the invitation, has sparked an intense debate. The former Army intelligence analyst was convicted of leaking classified documents. Critics, including the director of the CIA, argued that the fellowship is an honor that Manning should not have received. WBUR's Max Larkin reports on campus reaction.
The start of the school year is always busy, but this one's been especially so for Harvard activists. After protests over DACA and free speech, now there's an administrative flip-flop over making Chelsea Manning a fellow at the school's Institute of Politics. It's times like these that Professor Tim McCarthy says he feels estranged from his home institution, especially with its reputation for liberal politics.
The perception that Harvard is this den of leftist iniquity is absurd. This is a place that is far more often safe than brave.
McCarthy speaks from experience. He's been a fixture at Harvard protests on and off for decades, both as a student and a teacher at the Kennedy School. McCarthy says that he tends to see Chelsea Manning as a whistleblower, but he says he was excited for her to become the Institute's first transgender fellow for reasons beyond politics, because the school is in the business of cultivating leaders.
If we want to train leaders to be morally courageous, it's worth having a conversation with people who have been morally courageous about how they got to be that way.
But not everyone agreed, and they let the university hear about it. Michael Morell, who once led the CIA, resigned his Kennedy School fellowship in protest of Manning's selection. And at the last minute, Mike Pompeo, the agency's current head, canceled a long-planned discussion. The Harvard Republican Club posted a Facebook note that described Manning as, quote, a traitor and convicted felon. But Eric Dobrushkin, who's vice president of that club, says that opposition to her cause was never a partisan issue.
The commutation by President Obama was both condemned and questioned by Democrats and Republicans alike.
Indeed, both Republican Mitt Romney and Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, a Democrat and an alumnus of the Kennedy School, slammed the school's invitation to Manning. Just a day after the decision was announced, the school's dean, Douglas Elmendorf, wrote in a statement that he had made a mistake in approving the appointment and was withdrawing the offer of a fellowship and the, quote, perceived honor it implies to some people. That reversal outraged many other people on campus, including Professor Tim McCarthy. He says that the dean's wavering wasn't just embarrassing, it looked like a capitulation to critics. And that kind of damage, he says, goes right to the core of the university's mission.
And if we're going to allow bad press to dictate what we do here, then we should close up shop.
Elmendorf's letter made it clear that Manning is still invited to come, just that she won't be given the title of visiting fellow. Many students and faculty complained that the same honor was extended to controversial aides to President Trump, like Corey Lewandowski and Sean Spicer. College Republican Eric Dobrushkin, for his part, was pleased with the letter and that there's still an invitation for Manning to come speak to students, even those that see her as a traitor.
That's great. We hope that she comes and voices her opinion. I just disagree, and I think like giving her that post was sort of a condonement of her actions.
But Manning will not be appearing on campus anytime soon. She's reportedly refused the standing invitation to speak. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.